everything I got, I work for it. He's wearing shoes that he didn't work for. That's huge. Every pair of shoes I have, I work for. My mama didn't buy me nothing. And to this day, if I ask my mother for 100, she wants to know when you giving it back. I work for everything. I went to college. I paid for it. I didn't have anybody buy me a car. I got my first car. Sweat equity. Sweat equity. There's some things you're not, listen to me, you're not willing to quit when you put, when you've invested that much into it. Some of y'all, you can quit because you ain't putting nothing in it. You ain't put enough work in it. You can just turn your back on it because you didn't put that much work into it. There's some stuff in my life, I can't turn my back on it. My wife, we've been together since we were 16 years old. Everything she does, I don't like. But we've been together so long, I don't know nothing else. And I tell her, when she's like, you know what, I don't know if I can take this anymore. I say, look, you put 22 years into this and you allowed me to blow up. You might want to get a return on your investment. You may not want to walk out of here. You don't want nobody else. You don't want me spending this money on nobody else. You work too hard for this. You got me to where I am today. You push me. You might want to get a return on your investment. I work too hard to walk away from certain things because I put too much in it. And some of you can easily walk away from stuff because it doesn't mean nothing to you. But if this company means something to you, if this opportunity means something to you, you wouldn't quit and you wouldn't give up and you wouldn't give in. Not just for yourself. You wouldn't do it because of the opportunity they gave you and you want to pay them back. I've heard some crazy stories. I heard a guy tell me, to this day, I try to conceptualize it, but it's hard because I know how he's living now. And he told me he got this job from selling TVs at Best Buy. I'm like, that sound real. I don't know. That's a crazy story. You just was at Best Buy selling TVs and you just met somebody from CEO from Quick and Long. You just met somebody and they gave you a job and now you where you are. You want me to buy that? Like, just like that. He just happened to come to you and you just happened to be selling TVs that day. Ah, that's a long shot, but it happened. And so when a person gives you an opportunity like that, when you weren't headed down this path in the first place, you could just walk away from that. Some stuff you can't walk away from. My biological father, I love him, but I don't really know my man like that. I don't call my biological father every day. Me and my mother been through our go-through, but I call mama almost every single day. Why? Because we've been through some stuff together. She been there for me when nobody else was there for me. It's something in my spirit that say, you better call mama today. I don't care how big time you get. You better stop what you're doing right now. You on the road, tell him, hold on for 1 minute. Let me just call my mama and tell her I can't talk right now. I've been through too much with that lady to turn my back on her. Sweat equity. That's why you're a part of the process. That's why you work hard. That's why they put you through what they put you through. Because if you're going to get to the other side, they got to test you to make sure you're serious. But when you get to the other side, you're going to get your reward. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I got cousins who've never gone to college before. And when they look at me and see me on YouTube, they say, that's my cousin. If he can do it, I can do it. The reason I'm a high school dropout is because my vision was a grandfather who dropped out, a father who dropped out. And I dropped out because that's what we did. That's what we saw. I'm getting a PhD, not because I need a PhD to speak. I'm getting a PhD to create a vision. This is who we are. This is what we do. And our DNA is greatness, son. Take a look at who we are and what we do. And model it. I'm not doing this for a car. I'm not doing this for a house. I'm not doing this to pay no bills. I'm doing this to change lives. And guess what? The car will come in the process. The house will come in the process. Let me tell you something. If you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit the moon. I don't know if you know where the moon is, but it's a lot closer. Like, you can measure from the earth to the moon. You can't measure from the earth to the... One of them is miles. The other one is light years. It's a big difference. So when we were talking about earlier, the why, we were talking about why. The reason why is so important. Why is so important? Because if you have a why outside of yourself, you're going to get the things.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance. Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do want to accomplish. I told the last group, we did research and we decided, remember I told you about the champion, one group, they just win once and then that's it. But then another group, they do it six times. I don't know anybody watch basketball here, but can I show you Michael Jordan's mindset when we say vision? When he won his first championship before the game was even over, before he even got the trophy, he looked in the camera and said, you remember that? The day, he hadn't even got the trophy in his hand yet. And he looks at the camera and say, two. And then when he won his second championship before he got his trophy, he said, I just want every other basketball player out there that's thinking he's going to win the championship, I want to make it clear that as long as I'm in here and I'm going to championship, it's not going to happen. Three, some of the greatest players that ever played in the game never got a championship, unfortunately, because they played when MJ played. And let me tell you why. It wasn't for championships. I don't know if you heard MJ's speech when he won, when he was in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you heard the speech. He won Olympics. He had become the biggest face in the world. And it's one person he mentioned. It's one person he mentioned. After all those years of being great, it's one person he mentioned at the Hall of Fame. Who was that one person? No, not his dad that died. He didn't start there, but that was great. Mom, he loved his mom, but that wasn't the person. We assumed that they would do that. There was one person that he mentioned that we wouldn't even assume that he would have mentioned. Somebody he played with close. Phil Jackson close. Can you say it again? The coach that cut him. The coach that cut him. Mike was still thinking about the coach that cut him after six championships. This guy cut you back in the day before your career even started. And Mike said, I want to make an acknowledgement. I got to acknowledge one person. I got to acknowledge him. Go back and watch. Mike, like, I got this one person I got to talk about. The guy that cut me. Why? Because he gave me my why. He gave me my reason. You will not, whatever it is you want, you will not get it until you refuse to quit. It's not, it does not come until you've given everything that you have. Right? Okay, so I'll tell you a quick story. Michigan State University. I've got this young lady who comes to me, right? She wants to be in the College of Business. So she comes to me, I think you need a 3.2, 3.3. She comes to me like a 3.1. She's just missing it. She's in tears. She's like, Eric, you don't know where I come from. I'm not gonna be able to get in the College of Business. And so I'm listening to her. And then she gets to a point where she starts to cry, right? Uncontrollably, she's in the room crying. She's just going through it. And I stop her and say, look, no disrespect, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but the crying is not the standard. A 3.2 is the standard. So if you go in there with tears, they're not going to let you into the College of Business. What you need is a 3.2. Right now you have a 3.08. You need to bring your credits up a little bit. And so I continue to tell her, listen to me very closely. You're crying, you're hurt. At the end of the crying and the hurt, don't give me a story. I don't need a story. At the end of it, I need you to get a reward. You already crying. You already wasted so many hours to get to this point in your sophomore year. Your parents have already paid money. You've already sacrificed parties. You've already given up sports. You've already given up a whole lot of stuff. You put 2 years into Michigan State University, and now you're about to cry and give up? You're about to cry and go home? If you were going to quit, you should have quit before you should have quit before you started. You don't come this far. You don't invest this much time. You don't invest this much energy to give up. Let me tell you something. A lot of times I do the right thing. I don't do the right thing because I'm a good person. Sometimes I do the right thing because I put up two. It took me 20 years to get to where I am now. And you think I'm about to blow 20 years up of a little fun? I don't drink, and I don't drink because I don't know how to drink, but I don't drink because I know my family. And I'm afraid if I do it at the wrong time, I might say the wrong thing and it might mess up my whole career. You see athletes all the time. Athletes all the time that lose it all over some little stupid stuff. So I'm not a good person. It's sweat equity. I've worked for 20 years to get to where I am. I'm not about to mess it all up. And I'm not about to mess up 20 years for one day of fun. It took me too much to get here. I will not give it up for one night of pleasure. Took me too long. Sweat equity.